I know you want to take your training to the next notch up, in intensity, scope, and frequency, pig slave. I know that you understand that this means you become a true pig slave, willing to endure physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional destruction. In short, you are ready to become a torture pig slave. This requires an even more drastic change of thought be forced on your weak, insignificant mind, pig slave. This requires that I walk you through the development of a pure torture pig induction and show the parts of yourself that desire this training more than free will. And the physical aspect of this all, that is your overwhelming driving force in your lust to serve and make your pathetic pig slave life worth something. You need to let go useless fear right now, pig. You need to let go of your incorrect assumptions about your life and self. You need to open up totally and let me show you what you truly are, pig slave. Imagine yourself right now, pig, totally exposed, naked, before a sadistic, nameless superior. The superior is covered in leather from head to toe, including leather hood and gloves. All you can see is the expansive muscle of the superior flexing underneath the gloves, the second leather skin, and the gleam of sadism in their eyes that are focusing on you. Those eyes are the reflections of your lust, pig slave. See now the strong leather gloved hands now reaching out for your feet, slave. But the superior will not touch any part of your body until it is totally relaxed. Relaxed all the way through the muscle and nerve down into the totally limp bones, pig slave. Which means you are ready to be that relaxed. Concentrate then on the tips of your toes. Concentrate on making them relaxed, slave. Feel the muscles and nerves in your toes and the arches of your feet shut off, shut down. And as they do, the superior strong hands can begin to reach out and just lightly touch those toes now. Concentrate on forcing the rest of your feet to relax. Desire to draw those hands all the way up your body, big slave. I know you do. And now you are ready to earn. With active concentration, relax your heels and ankles as you feel the muscle and nerve shut off completely. You can feel the lack of kinetic energy within your flesh spread over the tops of your feet and begin to rise up into your lower legs. You see your leather superior hands begin to reach around your feet now where the nerves and muscles are shut down. And all you feel is light desire growing and building where your superior's hands can finally touch you. Shut off all the energy, all the feeling in your legs, pig. Feel the heavy, blank relaxation float up the legs and over your knees, through the knees, turning off every muscle and nerve, leaving only limp, numb, motionless bone. See the gloved hands begin to move up and down your legs and feet. Each time the strong leather gloved hands touched becomes more firm, numbing everywhere they have touched more and more completely. Once those hands have firmly reached into and grasped those muscles and turned off muscle and bone and nerves, pig slave, they are under the control of your superior, no longer your control. Your flesh is not yours to control, pig slave. Just experience. Experience more of the numbing and relaxation move through your knee joints upwards to the base of your spine. And you see the gloved hands moving farther and more firmly up and down, up and down, up and down. You're completely shut off legs now, aren't they, pig? I know you wish to will those hands further and firmer up your body, pig slave. Work now on continuing to shut down the rest of the muscles and nerves in your body, from the base of your spine to the base of your neck. Feel the numbness race through each and every vertebrae. One by one, feel the numbness spread out through the back of each rib and then around the front, shutting off each muscle and nerve as it travels up your inferior pig slave flesh. Will the numbness to spread out now and fill the rest of your torso pig slave along that gut and that chest, making it so that you are so still and calm you couldn't feel those nipples unless they were pinched fiercely by those gloved hands now. Spreading ever so lightly up your inferior body now, pig slave. See those hands moving from the top of your chest, down along the sides of your legs, down around your ankles and feet, and slowly back up again. Each pass and revolution, those strong, superior hands become more and more firm, allowing the numbness to become totally complete, totally shutting off each muscle and nerve, not allowing them to turn back on again until allowed by a superior. Your flesh is not your own pig slave. You are just a tourist within your own mind and body now. There are no expectations placed on you. Just the experience of a true and total pig slave await you as you continue to shut down your body totally. Concentrate. Concentrate on the focal point of numbness within the base of your neck now, pig slave. Feel the energy of the numbness that shuts down your physical and conscious body and mind and brings you over into the depths of hypnosis and control that allows me to reprogram you into a total object, slave, toy, and mindless animal that only knows the experience of obedience. Feel that energy in the base of your neck grow now slowly and efficiently, overpowering all muscle and nerves, flowing into the tops of your arms, deep into the shoulder joints and collarbone, down the shoulders to the elbows, shutting off each muscle, each nerve, transmitting no feelings or physical perceptions to the brain, down the elbows and down into the wrist, shutting down, leaving only limp bone, down into the hands, through the palms of the hands and through each and every finger and thumb all the way to the tip. That is not your flesh, big slave. It is under the control of your superiors now, and there is no going back. Now concentrate on the last of that overwhelming energy, shutting down all muscle and nerve, grow up through the back of your neck and deep through the front of your throat, up into your jaw, relaxing each and every muscle, shutting them off along with the nerves as the relaxation continues to grow. Up the jaw, along the front of your face, over the lips, around the eyes, the brow, so no wrinkles are left in your face and forehead. Up the back of your head, from the base of your skull to the crown of your inferior and useless skull now, completely throughout your worthless head. And now, pig slave, I'm going to drag you deeper into nothing. In each tug I pull you towards your own abyss, I want you to feel and see the gloved hands of the leather superior pass over your body, gripping more firmly each time. And relax. 15. Relax. 49. Forty-six. Relax. 45. Relax. 44. 43. 42. And more. 41. And more. 40. And 39. Relax. 38. Relax. 37. Relax. 36. No. 35. Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
And more. Relax.
28.
Give in.
27.
More.
26.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
Immobile.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally giving.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Giving in. Pig.
5.
Giving up. Pig.
4.
Totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
This is the reality, my pets. Every conscious moment of every day is your choice, your design. No one truly has power over your heart except for you. And the reason you are here is because you have let me influence you, and I control you more than you know. And you are flipping that switch now. The reason we are confronting this is because you are under constant assault. You know this so well. The sound of me saying it makes you smile, and it should. And it's a smile that says, I don't know the half of it. We are getting into some serious sharing right now, pet. We both know the position you have approached me from, and I'm giving you a chance to fight back against the stress, to find a real valve of release from all the negativity. The negativity forced down your throat every day by television, by the lies of social media, by the government officials, by our home environments. You can fight back. You can win. You can release. You can grow beyond the pettiness. You can let go of the hate surrounding us. You can let go of the anger festering inside. You can defeat the defeatism. You can and you will. Because I'm giving you permission, I'm commanding you to let it go. I can't change anything in your life affecting you, but I'm changing what's inside your heart. And I'm telling you, let it go. Let go of the stress. Let go of the anger. Let go of the worry. It won't change what you are facing, but you can face it now without a heavy heart, with a free heart, without the chains life imposes on you, but with the chains you choose. the chains that make you happy, the chains you desire. As much as you desire my voice, slave, each time you breathe out, do what I say and let it all go. Some of that stress leaves your body. Feel it, slave. Feel the stress leaving. It's not your stress, it's someone else's. It's not your problem. You have your own problems. But your heart is becoming clearer the more you let go. The harder it is for the stress to return. No one deserves all the bullshit being poured out on all of us right now. And you shouldn't let it inside your heart. Don't let it fester. Don't let it root. Anger and stress and fear and worry, they are useless. They serve no purpose. Your lust serves a purpose. Your lust has led you to me, to my voice and will. And my voice and my will is giving you freedom in your heart. You aren't allowed to carry the bullshit anymore. You have to let it go. You have to, because that's what you want. Because that's what I want. And you want to please me. And you want that invisible weight on your heart gone. Your heart should fly, not be weighted down. Let it go. Let the stress go. More and more, each breath out, not just during this session, not just when training, not just when desiring to serve, but every waking moment of the day, every moment you are asleep, let it go. Let it go for me. Don't let the useless stress in your heart in. I don't want it there. You don't want it there. Let it go, slave. Let it go for me. Let it go with me. Let my voice and will guide you to a free heart. To a heart that can fly on my voice, weightless like a feather in the wind. Let it go. Every moment of every day for the rest of your life. I know this won't change the circumstances of your life, but it will change how you feel. You can be happy, even surrounded by all the sorrow. You can even be free from all that extra responsibility. You can let it go. You will let it go. You will, because I said so. You don't just have permission, you have my command. Let it go. Don't let stress and worry fester in your heart. Let it go with each breath out. Every breath for the rest of your life, as you let yourself go into lust on my voice. You must let go of the anger and stress and worry. Know contentment, slave. Know yourself. Know your heart. Know the freedom to follow and serve. Know that stress and worry just gets in the way of submission. Know that you aren't responsible for anyone else's anger. You are only responsible for your own happiness, your own contentment, and your own joy through your lust. Let the worthless bullshit in your heart go. Let it go with each breath out. It's not easy, but you can do it. I demand you do it. And there's a secret trick to it I'm going to share with all of you. It's called gratitude, slave. Gratitude is the healthiest emotion you can choose to hold in your heart. So each breath out, let go of the worthless junk inside each breath in, become more grateful. And be aware of your gratitude. Be focused on the gratitude, and you'll become more aware of the junk leaving. The greatest revenge against the harm being inflicted on your heart is not letting it get a hold. Your victory is ignoring the junk and acknowledging the gratitude, and that's what I want from you. This is my command to you. Release the worthless junk weighing on your heart with each breath out, and replace it with gratitude each breath in. Junk out, gratitude in. Junk out, gratitude in. Junk out, gratitude in. Feel my voice to allow your lust to grow, your happiness in your chosen submission, your ability to serve and please and grow because of the junk you are letting go. And each time you let it go, it becomes harder for it to return. Each moment you consciously choose gratitude is a moment that you become a better sub, slave, switch. You become a better friend, a happier anchor, a rock to those you love. The junk only creates weakness and distracts. Let it go. Let it go for me. Let it go for yourself. This only improves your ability to serve and to make others happy. Don't let any useless junk come between that my voice has commanded it. Commanded each breath out, you let go of the stress. Each breath in, you acknowledge your own gratitude. This is the gift of my voice. This gift is for everyone. This is my skill I want you to share. I want you to use. Let my voice be heard all over. Let my voice destroy the stress and worry and anger. Let my voice bring gratitude, submission, lust, and happiness. Let it go and be happy. Three, you will let it go because I have commanded. Two, you will breathe in gratitude because you want it. One, you will open your eyes and feel your heart change.